universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. A while back, Fred, an active listener of the podcast, wrote and asked a biblical question, and I immediately responded with several emails to him. But he also had indicated in this, maybe you could pick this up in a podcast someday. And I wrote him back and said, yeah, I certainly will. And so I tucked it away. Well, the Bible verse that he asked about came up in church on Sunday. And in that I do, if I don't preach on Sunday, I always am doing a devotional or a short sermon for a nursing home on Wednesdays right nearby. I looked at this reading, and so I did even more work on this because Fred had asked the question. The verse is from Luke chapter 13, verses 23 and 24. A man in the crowd said, "Are only a few people going to be saved?" Jesus said, "Make every effort to enter the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will try to enter, but will not be able to." He goes on to tell a parable then after that, and I'll get to that in a second. Fred's question was, how do we reconcile this verse with John 3:16? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Or how do we reconcile it with Romans 10:9? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The Luke verse says very few will be saved, at least it seems that way on the surface. Lord, will only a few be saved? And Jesus says, make every effort, for many will try and not be able to enter. But then he says in these other verses through the writer of Paul or John, that salvation is there for everybody. That's a good question. So I did a little work and looking into this. Well, first, the guy who asked the question, are only a few going to be saved? One of the things we need to think about is, why did this guy ask the question? Was he smug in his thinking that, I'm saved, but am I only one of the few, Lord? And so this could have been a slap on his wrist that you better be careful. I'm not going to play the number game. And you notice in Jesus' answer, he didn't say yes, no. He didn't say only a few are saved or a lot are going to be saved. He pointed it back to the man. Make every effort to enter the narrow gate. It's up to you right now to be concerned about you, not the world. The other possibility is this man was really concerned about his salvation and that he was afraid maybe he isn't saved. Well, again, Jesus' words were not a few, not a lot, but you make every effort. In my reading, I came across in one of the writers who wrote on this, he told a parable or a saying, an Arab saying, you can't get on a camel that is not here or that has gone. Think about that. You can't get on a camel that's not here or that's gone. The only camel you can get on is the one that is there right now. And that's kind of what Jesus was trying to say to this guy. You, right now, make every effort. And that kind of flows in with what Jesus says, and you'll see this throughout Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The key summary of Jesus' message is, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom is for you right now. It's right here, right now. Right now, you should be thinking about God, looking to him. Fred's comment about these other verses is what brings home what the narrow gate is. The narrow gate certainly is Jesus. Another writer wrote on this that, you know, the gate that he speaks of, this narrow gate, what Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And so Jesus is saying he is this narrow door to enter eternal life. You got today, right now. Believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. Confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you are saved. Because we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah, I was thinking when Fred first wrote this, as a blind guy, I can think about doors and trying to get through doors, and sometimes doors can be a challenge. And what I've actually learned is to put up my arms kind of in a V in front of me. So when I'm coming to a doorway, if the door is halfway open, my arm will hit the halfway open door instead of my nose. Or my arms will hit the door frame and I can come on through. Doors can be hard for a person who's blind when you can't see them. But doors are essential to get from one place to another. And as we are here on this earth, that is something we do want to do, is get to heaven. Well, Jesus has made it really very easy. But sometimes we make it very, very hard. Again, get on the camel that's there right now. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. We know what God says. Maybe we don't like what he says and we want to change it or modify it or adjust it. But then we run that risk. Are we really right in doing that? Maybe not. Let God speak. And he speaks very clearly. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the door. We can take great comfort in knowing that we are among the saved when we enter the narrow gate. Jesus. Not every religion. Not everything. And you can make mention of a whole bunch of things. It kind of goes like this. The parable that Jesus then told right after this. When the master gets up, the master of the house gets up and closes the door, those who are outside will say, let us in, let us in. And the master of the house say, I don't know who you are. And those outside, well, we ate and drank with you. You talked in our streets. I don't know you. Go away. The parable is trying to say there is a time, not a place, but a time when the door will be closed. And that's true for each of us. Right now, though, the door is open. The camel is there. Get on the camel or come through the door. And we will enter the house. And we have that assurance from God. Not us and whether we think we are or feel we are or have done enough. It's not about that. It's about what God said. And God said, believe in my son Jesus. He has done all things good, including our salvation. For when he died on the cross, he took our sins, and then he rose. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you are the door. And Lord, give us the comfort and assurance that when we walk trusting in you, we are saved. Lord, help us to stay in the house and not get up and walk away by following something else, but help us always to live with you, trusting in you, serving you. And we know that we can serve you by serving others. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. As Fred wrote, I invite you to write as well. You can do so at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.com. .net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.